with us on the news. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Minnesota's Democratic Governor Tim Walz is facing mounting criticism over a large-scale welfare fraud scheme in the state that occurred under his leadership. The fraud involving over $1 billion in stolen federal funds was reportedly carried out by a network of nonprofits in Minnesota's Somali community. Walz suggests the investigation is racist and politically motivated, which drew this response from House Majority Whip Tom Emmer.
Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota for the last almost 7 years, is a pathological liar. He lied about his military career. And guess what? The fraud that has gone on under his administration is unprecedented. The amount of fraud under the Walz administration is breathtaking. It is $1 billion and they are still counting.
Republican Tom Emmer represents the 6th Congressional District in Minnesota. He appeared today on the Chris Stegall Show on the Salem Radio Network. Chances for a renewal of health care subsidies appear to be dwindling in Congress, correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune spoke to reporters after Republicans met and discussed different proposals.
We've got some members, as you know, who want to work with them in a constructive way on something that could be a bipartisan solution. But that hasn't landed yet.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer indicates they're leaning toward a straight extension of the subsidies, something Republicans have already rejected. President Trump was asked about the issue last week, and it looks unlikely that he'll push GOP lawmakers toward some sort of extension. Jennifer King, Washington.
Israel has received remains in Gaza of a possible hostage and says it will begin allowing Palestinians to leave the war-torn territory through a border crossing with Egypt. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 408 points, the NASDAQ rose 40. This is SRN News. The incoming mayor of New York has added a transgender former rabbi to his transition team.
Zoran Mamdani says Abby Stein, a man living as a woman, will join the panel as he prepares to be sworn in next year. Stein, who had been a practicing Orthodox Jew, came out as a woman and an atheist in 2015. He was a leader in efforts to get New York's Jewish voters to support Mamdani, despite his anti-Israel rhetoric. The new mayor has made a lot of promises to the LGBT community, including a $3 million trans workforce development program. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new book illuminates a little-known aspect of Russia's history, its post-war anti-Semitic purges. In the mid-1950s, Russian officials carried out a wave of state-sponsored anti-Semitism, including a purge of Jews from multiple occupations that limited their professional and educational opportunities. Wendy Goldman's book is called Stalin's Final Terror. This is SRN News. A bill to regulate college athletics is gaining key supporters on Capitol Hill, correspondent Gethin Kulba reports.
The White House and U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee have each lent support for a bill designed to regulate college sports that has been criticized by opponents as a giveaway to the NCAA and its most powerful schools. The House is expected to vote on the SCORE Act later this week. The NCAA-backed legislation has broad support from Republicans, but is widely disliked by Democrats, who would need to provide at least 7 votes to pass it in the Senate. I'm Gethin Kulba.
The Dallas Cowboys' 31-28 win over the Kansas City Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day was the most watched regular season game in NFL history. CBS reports the game averaged 57.23 million viewers. More details at srnnews.com.